This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're also having some technical difficulties this morning. The computer that plays some of our commercials and other sounders is not working right now, so I need to get working on fixing that. But in the meantime, for the final time, I guess, here is TJ Watt and his comments from Tuesday, where he talked about Tomlin and the state of the team moving forward. And I'll be back with you. If you want to get a phone line, anticipating I'll get these problems fixed, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. We'll talk after TJ Watt's comments.
What do you think the team needs to do to get past that playoff drought you guys are in? What's the next step that needs to happen?
If I knew, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So it's just trying to figure that out. I'm a guy that's never going to run from the work. I think we can always run to work, and I think that's a good starting point. But at the same time, it's trying to learn, reflect, and just find out where we can continue to get better. No team is the same as the previous year, so that's always a challenge. But we're going to have to take a long, hard look and figure this thing out, because keep having the same conversation every year, it seems.
How frustrating was it for you to be dealing with the knee injury going into a playoff game and to not be able to contribute on the field?
I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. It's very frustrating to not be able to take part. But, I was trying my best. I was trying my best to help those guys along as much as I possibly could and try to get back. Obviously, wasn't good enough to get back. And just as unfortunate not to be able to put my hand in the pile on game day.
We have to do anything other than rehab this offseason to kind of get healthy and ready?
No, I feel like my knee will be feeling good in a couple weeks here, so it's not an issue moving forward.
When you come in here,
aspect, what do you think needs to change, and what do you think you can build on as a group from this year?
I think it's still too fresh to really fully diagnose all of our issues. There's going to be plenty of things that we need to fix. I think there's some things that we did well. Obviously, I can only really talk on the defense side of the ball, but I'm proud of some of the things that we were able to do this year. And, we were depleted, and we were able to overcome a lot of injuries this year. A lot of young guys stepped up. A lot of guys that we brought in this offseason were able to put their hand in the pile and provide some good sparks, some good juice and plays for us. And I think those are some of the positives that we touch on.
When you come in here and you see guys with garbage bags hanging out their lockers, and you know this might be the last time you might see some guys, the locker room's going to change. What's your kind of emotions of the finality of everything here today?
Yeah, it's every year you're so involved and you're so bought into the week to week. You know, we weren't expecting to be in the situation, so there were no flights booked for what happens if we lose. All that type of stuff. You're just always thinking you're going to win. You're going to be here today working on your game that week. So when that season ends the way that it does, it's so abrupt. We're so used to having that regimented schedule. You come in at 7, you do your whole daily routine, you go to practice, you work out, you go home, and you do it all over again. So when the season's over, it all happens so quickly, and all of a sudden now we're all sitting here. We have nothing to do for the next couple months. So it's strange. It sucks. It's not fun. But only one team gets to feel great after the season, and just waiting to have that feeling.
TJ, because you have been here so many years, does this, going into this offseason, does it feel like there's more uncertainty in any offseason that you've felt before as far as changes that could happen in the offseason, coaching players, things like that?
No. I mean, I approach every offseason the same way. And at the end of the day, all I can really control is myself and how I'm trying to get ready for the season. And like I talk to you guys all the time, I'm going to take some time to rest, relax, and then when it's time to work, I'll get to work and continue to go about my business and try to be the best teammate and player I can be for this this team.
TJ, what was the message from Coach?
I mean, there's nothing groundbreaking, guys. I mean, it's the season just ended yesterday. It's just a matter of appreciating the work that we've all put in together and understand that this group of guys won't be together again in totality. Like, you know how the business works. So it's just appreciation for the work that we've done this year and just trying to build a plan moving forward for the offseason on how young guys, teaching young guys how to handle it. And there really wasn't much to it other than other years.
TJ, are there some in-house rules or discipline you'd like to see changed?
Nothing I'd like to talk about publicly. I think some things are handled in-house for a reason.
Are guys taking enough accountability from top to bottom on the roster?
Well, I mean, I think we have some things we've done here good and some things that can change, but I think overall we've done a good job for the most part.
TJ, how tough was it for Cam this year just to fight through this? I mean, you've gone through the injuries, but you've rarely had one, so...
Yeah, it's tough to be able to go out in the field and know that you're not 100% going to games is an awful feeling. But I respect the hell out of Cam, and as a professional, as a friend, as a leader, I have so much respect for him and in the community, everything. He just goes about his business the right way. At the end of the day, that guy just wants to win. When you have a guy in the building like that, it just makes you want to fight that much harder for him. And I know how difficult of a season it was for him, but I just want him to know that we appreciate everything that he does for us. And selfishly, I hope we can get him back for at least one more year and try to right this ship. But I appreciate a guy like that, and stuff like that is contagious in this building. And guys see it, appreciate it, and want to work harder for a guy like that.
TJ, have you noticed any change in the way Mike Tico is about his job this year versus your previous six?
No.
Cam did give a very impassioned defense of Mike and about his future. Obviously, I'm guessing you feel the same way and you love him.
Yeah, I want to play for Mike T. It was huge in my contract talks. I don't want to play for anybody other than Mike T. You guys understand and see in the way that I talk about how much I respect and appreciate him as a coach, as a man, as a leader. And that's my endorsement for him.
You touched on it a little bit, but you mentioned just righting the ship. How frustrating is it that in your time here you guys haven't been able to do so?
It's extremely frustrating. The first time you guys saw me this year was in Latrobe and said that I want to win a playoff game. This is what we do it for. All the hard work in the offseason, all the extra reps, everything that you think about, dream about in the offseason is for moments like yesterday, for those games, and to be able to put in the work to get in those positions and not capitalize makes it more frustrating. But there's lessons to be learned in all this, and it doesn't take away from the good things that we've done. It just means that it wasn't enough, and we need to go back to the drawing board and figure it out.
You think you should win Defensive Player of the Year award?
I don't know, man. I truly, it's all about the team at this point. We need to find a way to win a playoff game. That's too deep in this to care about that right now.
You guys had a lot of rookies on defense playing a lot of snaps. How did you feel like those guys grew up this year?
I thought they did really well. I'm very proud of our young guys, Joey. We got Nick. We got Keanu, among many other guys. But it's... That rookie year is such a long season. It's such a long year from going from college to training to combine to OTAs. There's so many extra things those rookies have to do throughout the season. Very likely they could have hit the rookie wall and gave up, but I'm proud of those guys. They played hard. They played physical Steelers football, and they helped us win football games. And it's not easy to perform at this level. It's not easy to stay locked in. But those guys did a great job, and that's a credit to the leadership in this building and bringing those guys along with us, and the future is very bright for those guys.
TJ, you've mentioned wanting to win a playoff game several times. Mike talked before the game about not wanting you guys to feel the weight and some of the baggage of not winning since 2016. Is that something, though, that it feels like the pressure is mounting, or that weight is mounting every year that the drought extends?
No, I mean, every season is different. Every game is different. I don't feel baggage or any of that. I think it's just a matter of performing in those moments and being able to play your best football in the biggest moments, and that's just a key aspect of it that we need to look at.
What's the process like for you in the offseason? Is it all pretty much similar, or are you the kind of guy that maybe works on one particular aspect or one, you know, part of your game that you're looking to improve upon or something like that?
No, I'm not going to look at one particular area and neglect the other areas of my game. I'm just trying to continue to find ways to get better, continue to work on my body and adapt and get better at the health aspect of it as I continue to get older and lean on people as far as where I can get better in the leadership department and things like that in this building. But no, I'm not going in this off season trying to set an edge better this off season, if that makes sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. It's the show for the average Joe, and CGR Wholesale is where the average Joe can buy like a pro. That's what The Fan Early Morning Show is sponsored by. We're having some technical difficulties this morning with one of our main computers, so I got to address that issue. So I'm just going to play some of the Steelers interviews, their final public interviews or press conferences. You know, there's many. You know what I'm talking about, where they talk after the season. But let me play Cam Hayward's for you now, and I'll be back to talk with you. If you want to get a phone line for when I'm done resolving these issues, you can. 412-928-9370. If you want to talk about the end of the Steelers season, you want to talk about where the Penguins are right now, Mike McCarthy getting back with the Dallas Cowboys. You can talk about any of it. 412-928-9370 is the phone number. Again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. I'm dealing with some technical difficulties this morning, but once I get those back up, I'll talk to you. But now here's Cam Hayward's comments from a couple days ago.
Can it clear for you?
I'm just sore. It's not like anything groundbreaking happened. More pissed about the game than anything.
Kim, you see guys with garbage bags cleaning out the lockers and knowing that this locker is going to change. And some of these guys won't be here, some new guys, maybe change with coaches and stuff. What kind of emotions do you have when it is the finality of the season?
Man, it's a terrible feeling. Guys putting, their whole life into this, moving all over the country, coming in for one goal. Being away from their families. Luckily, I'm fortunate that I have my family here, but, there are a lot of guys that sacrifice way more. I'm just appreciative of the guys that have been here, coaches, the staff, everybody that's had a seat on this bus to work this year. That's all you can be. Year in, year out, each team changes.
What's this offseason going to be like for you?
getting healthy. No darkness retreats. I think it's just getting healthy, getting stronger. I was dealing with this first day of training camp, so I think, I'm just looking to get back on the right foot and get back to having fun.
You still want to play?
Yeah, of course I want to play. In my mind, I wanted to play more than just one more season. I just got to get healthy first. We talk about coming back from injury. I was told at the time it was a 12-week process, and we came back in 6 weeks. I fought the doctors every week. You could ask Dr. Bradley. I just wanted to put my hand in that pile. The flip side of that is I put my body through a lot of pain this year. It was get me to the stadium and, go from there. But I can't be doing that year in and year out.
When you say it's the first day of training camp?
Yeah.
Crapped up?
When I was sitting out of practice, it wasn't just rest. It was trying to get things to calm down. And, we got to the season, and, I tore it completely off the bone. And, find the right doctors, not know if I was going to do it here, my surgery here, or out of state. Luckily, Dr. Bradley gave me a better recovery time coming out. And got the surgery and just hit the ground running. More walking than running, but it was a grind to get back to even playing football.
Did you have the 12-week process of surgery come up at all in the trope?
Hmm?
12 weeks?
No, because it wasn't torn like it was. It was mini tears. And it was a thing where, just got to rest and let it heal. And I thought we were doing that, and we were getting to a point where we felt confident. And then just to play and against San Francisco, I fell wrong and tore it completely. And it was one of those freak things that, couldn't really plan for. So dealing with that and overcompensating with my left, it's been pretty rough.
Cam, what needs to happen to get past this playoff winning drought that you guys
have? I think more consistency. I think we had bright spots, but a little bit of roller coaster. Got to be healthy at the right times. I think we all got to grow, myself included. Can't have the season I had, and I know that. But I think everybody's got to understand that we have to be trending upwards. It can't just be. We come back and do the same things because I want to be here once.
Cam, one thing that Najee mentioned after the game was he wants to see more rules around discipline and structure. He's only been here 3 years. You've been here a lot longer. Is that something that you think could help this team elevate to get to that, to end the playoff drought, to get to the Super Bowl, things like that?
That is a question for Najee. I really, I've been around this team a lot. He's come across things that were done a different way. I don't know what's all done on the offensive side of the ball, but more rules don't get it done. Playing better gets it done. And being accountable, yes. But making big plays and making big plays in big moments, that's what needs to get done.
Some of the chatter around, that's not coming from this room, but outside, that Mike teased that he might be burned out. Do you see anything different in him than you saw from the day you walked in 13 years ago?
I'll just say this about Mike T. Like, why are we so concerned with somebody who has a year on their contract, has been locked in, and has wanted to just play, coach football? We don't ask anybody else if they need to come back for another year or if anything else. I just think it's doing him a disservice. This guy's been locked in from the very get-go, but yet we're worried about if he's coming back or not. He's been locked in, and I appreciate it because that's only created more dissension for players and coaches. We just want to focus on one goal. He wants to focus on one goal, and I just think that's fair to him. I think everybody likes to talk about, he might take a year off, he might do this, he's only got 1 year. I just think, why would he answer a question like that? He's worried about trying to win a playoff game. And then last night, we just lost a big playoff game. Why does he need to address that now? That's not the time or the place. And I appreciate the question, but I just think for him in general, Coach T's earned that to just, be singly focused on one goal. And, we've asked this question week in, week out. it's just not fair to the process.
Cam, but I understand that. That wasn't what I was asking. I was asking that people are outside of us.
I know.
I'm just saying. Have you seen any change in his approach to his job this year versus the other?
You know, I think. I just think the consistency with him. You know, when all this other stuff has been brought up, I think with Coach T, it's the consistency that he doesn't have to change up how he's going to act because of what else is going on. I think it's allowed him to just really stay narrowly focused and focus on us.
So all that said, Cam, you have no doubt he's the coach here next season?
My goal is he's going to – not my goal, but my thought is he's going to be the coach here. You know, if anybody's thinking it should be anybody else, then you're asking for a whole lot more than just that. Mike T is, you know, wants to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Like, why would anybody ask for anything else?
Cam, you comfortable that your process Monday to game day as a team? You think everybody's got their eye on the ball like they need to have?
Yeah. You know, preparation, was being done. And, you know, Monday to Monday, or wherever we were going, I just think, you know, did some things wrong in the game. Execution wasn't where I wanted to be at. You know, you look at the big plays, missed tackles. You know, we finished that touchdown in there. You know, when you see the way that game plays out, instead of a turnover and they're headed back our way, you know, we cut into the lead. We get a blocked field goal that gets us going a little bit, but, you know, preparation is one thing, but the execution, and finishing, you know, drive after drive on both sides of the ball is another thing. And, you know, prep leads to good play. But good play is only a result. You know, we can't just go back and say, oh, the prep was bad. Now, we didn't play good because of it. The prep was there. We just didn't execute.
We have two more.
Cam, in regards to your health.
Yes.
Is there serious concern that you may not be able to recover like you have been in the past?
No, I don't really look at it like that. Like, I tried to squeeze in a whole offseason in about 6 weeks to get back. If I can do that, I feel like it could be better than I was this season. And, you know, I think my body can heal. I don't think it's lack of I can't play at a higher level. I think I can.
Is this a rest thing, Cam, or do you need to have it?
I've got some MRIs, but it's definitely some rest.
Cam, you have one year left. You know, have been around here a long time. You're on the books to make a lot of money next year. Mm-hmm. In a similar position. You kind of restructured things to kind of make it worth your team. Is that something that you would be open to if they approached you?
That's their decision, man. I don't try living, you know, what ifs or what can happen. I obviously like to be here, but you know, when your number's called, your number's called, and you know, it's a business first, and I get that. But we'll cross the road when we get there.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. We had some technical difficulties earlier, so I wanted to play some of that audio for you just to give you something one last time, because those comments are aging by the day. The final comments from TJ Watt and Cam Hayward were just played. And yeah, I kind of missed Cam Hayward's response to Najee Harris there. I hadn't heard the whole interview. I don't know exactly what to call it. What are they, like press conferences? But they're not really like the post-game comments or the post-season comments that he was making. And I TJ Watt, I remember a lot of what he said, but Cam Hayward, I completely missed that he was addressing exactly what Najee Harris said, which was, we don't need rules and we don't need structure, we just need to play better, which, I mean, is a fair response, but just, it's also fascinating that they that he's so comfortable responding to one of his teammates' comments like that. And it is a huge disconnect between the defense and the offense, which is what I wanted to get into more in depth here today. But, you know, things happen. That is what it is. And I must move on now. I'll take you to the Fan Morning Show pre-show. Coming up next, we got a special guest in, Pat Bostick from the Pitt Panthers Radio Network, going to be in with Doran Dickerson this morning for the Fan Morning Show. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, the Blazer, the Equinox, and the Silverado. You can go to sunchevy.com. Today, high of 31, low of 18. Going to be some snow flurries this morning, overcast through most of the day. Then tomorrow, high of 28, low of 17. Expect a 60% chance of snow. And then early projections see rain in the forecast next week. So, yeah. Maybe it'll wash all the snow away, but it's going to be icky. And it's definitely going to be cold for these next couple weeks. We're in the thick of winter now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.